Rose says, "How can a man mimic a woman? It would seem obvious." Well, as we've talked about on the phone, like look at those WWE wrestlers, Nia Jax, Jade Cargill, and then you look at their bodies, it's like it's laughable to think that those are actual women. For instance, you don't have to ever have watched wrestling in your life. I'm going to pull up a picture of this person, Jade Cargill, and you guys tell me what you think this person is. I'm not going to say what this person is. I want you guys to tell me what you think this person is right here. I mean, do we really need to like wonder? But guess what? The WWE is selling, a ton of tickets to their live events right now, and they're almost as hot as they've ever been right now, making a ton of money. And their audience loves this person. Their audience thinks that this person is a beautiful, strong lady. I'll bet you there's WWE fans that masturbate to this character because they think it's a strong, beautiful lady. Right? So to me, this is the most obvious one on the whole roster right now. Out of the whole roster of WWE women, this is by far the most obvious, in my opinion. And the strength when Jade Cargill lifts up another one of the talent, it's as if he/she is lifting nothing. So the strength that this person has is some man strength. All right. Now, here's the thing. The WWE, they've been milking this for a long time. Once they figured out that they could use dudes and dress them up like women and pass them off as women talent, once they figured that out, they started doing that more and more and more. So there was a time a long time ago when there were actual women trying to wrestle each other, but the matches sucked. So they realized that by bringing in dudes and passing them off as women, you can have them do all these power moves, and the matches will be a lot more believable looking because men are better wrestlers than women. That's just a natural fact. Men can pretend to fight better than women can pretend to fight. Two actual women pretending to fight, it almost always sucks and doesn't look good. Whereas if you have two muscular dudes and then you stick them in wigs and they have, fake breasts, well, now you can have them do all these power moves and chuck each other through tables and shit, right? And make it look as if two women are really beating the shit out of each other. So they're getting better at what they do. So let me show you guys an example of one of their talent that it looks more like a woman, but probably is not. Let me find another example and show you how it's not as easy as you think to tell. They're starting to make it more believable. Let me find another example. So this one, if you look closely, you can tell, but there's more people believing that this is a lady. So the WWE is now pushing this one because it kind of looks like a lady. So they're getting a little closer, I would say, with some of these. But the muscles, the shoulders, this was before she had the big boobs put on. See the difference now that the boobs have been put on? See? So I will say that they're making it look more like a lady in some of these cases, and it's becoming harder to tell, especially for a WWE fan. WWE fans are hot for this one. They think that this one is the hottest one right now. They're starting to really cheer for this one. And the WWE is going to push that one to the tippity top. You're going to see that one holding a world championship soon, a women's world champion. So, if you take those two examples, the first one, the black girl, Girl. That one's clearly more a dude, but like the second one, you can see how it's like they're starting to kind of make it look more like a woman. That's right, the hips don't lie. I'm on tonight, and my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your boy. So China was the one where they figured out that they could do that. So before China, long before that, they used to have an actual women's division, but the matches were crap. The matches were terrible. And so by bringing China along and passing that off as a woman and getting the fans to buy into it, then they were like, oh, let's just keep doing this. Justin, did you see a human come out of Becky Lynch's vagina? Did you see a human come out of Becky Lynch's vagina? I bet you did not. So, having a child, as far as around in your life, is different than that child coming out of your vagina. Understand? So, there are women in Hollywood who have children, but are those really their children? For instance, there's kids that don't look much like Michael Jackson, that supposedly Michael Jackson is their dad. And we all know what Michael Jackson originally looked like. And then we know what Michael Jackson looked like when he died, what they called Michael Jackson. And then when you look at the kids, the offspring, and then the woman that he made the offspring with. Yeah, I just don't buy the stories of Hollywood figures and such, and in this case, WWE figures, as far as their relationships or their kids are concerned. So you can have somebody like Jade Cargill, who I showed, in a relationship with a man, but the relationship's all for show, just to make sure that people think it's a lady. See what I'm saying? So there's dudes who are paid to pretend to be the boyfriend of that person. For instance, Triple H was the man who got China over as a lady. Hunter Hearst Helmsley was the guy who made it look like China's a lady by dating her. It. Hunter Hearst Helmsley basically let the world know he was together with that person, China, and they were a couple, and they everywhere they went, they were together. D-Generation X, Shawn Michaels, and Hunter Hearst Helmsley, they got China over as a lady and made her cool and hip in their clique and made it cool to like China. See how they did that? It was a job that they did. Triple H has been rewarded quite greatly for the things he has done. If you look at Triple H's position and then look at all the stuff he went through to get there, it's like, oh yeah, he paid a lot of dues, such as getting China over as a lady in his personal life. Yeah, so he had a boring gimmick where he was Mr. Fancy Pants, like two Mr. Snooty Fancy Guy. And that was his gimmick. Oh, I'm so fancy and snooty. And he was a jobber. And he never could get past the mid card. And then they bring in China, who starts cheating to help him win, like hitting guys in the balls when the ref isn't looking. And then he started winning every match because China was hitting guys in the balls and interfering. And they were looking at China and they were like, is that even a woman? People were bringing signs to the arena that said China is a man. So if you go back and watch those original episodes of Raw where China first showed up, guys were bringing signs to the wrestling shows that said China is a man. Those video clips are still out there to be seen. But eventually, DX got over. Shawn Michaels got Triple H over, got China over. And so Triple H, who was never loved by the fans, became loved because he was hanging out with Shawn Michaels, and they did this DX routine. And then they got China over in the process with their childlike antics. Go back and look at the tape. And then after